This is it.
Hey, hey, hey.
This is it. It's the 100th episode.
That's the 100th time I've said, hey, hey, hey.
Do you say that every time?
I feel like I do.
I think you might.
I feel like that's like a...
That's your signature
That's my signature. And then at the end, I say, until next time, we're mismatched.
You do say that every time.
I'm the opening closer.
Yeah. Okay. That's good for you.
Yeah, that's my job. That's why I'm here. I start it and I finish it.
That works. Well, congratulations.
Happy 100th episode.
It's very exciting.
So I got Dana a gift. I got her this delightful bottle of...
Did you go to the store just now and buy that?
Oh, no. I had this in my cupboard.
I know. That was my point.
I brought it over. I'm like, she Dana, said I brought you champagne to celebrate. And then I said, and by the way, I didn't refrigerate it. I just... brought it over.
We stuck it in the freezer
so it actually is cold. Mm-hmm. To celebrate.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
You know, like the cruise ship when it takes its maiden voyage, yes. You like crash. I've always wanted to do that.
We probably should have done this the first time.
Right. But this is like our celebratory. Every 100 episodes we can get a bottle of champagne.
There's going to be another 100.
This is what we said the last time on the third episode. Right. We're like, congratulations, we made it 3 episodes.
Well, it's funny because I went back and listened. Like, we were trying to think of content and what we were going to talk about this week. And I went back and listened to the first few and I was like, ugh, these are cringy.
If you've been listening since episode 1, you're real friends of ours because episode 1 was rough.
That is kind of you. My cousin called me yesterday and she was like, I think you guys are so funny, and going on and on. And I'm like, really? I don't get it. Okay, Kristen's currently
trying to pop the champagne,
which I would probably
How
not.
Do you do this? I've never done this before.
I've never either, but I don't think you should do it by the Rodecaster.
Oh, maybe
this is bad.
We'll go this way. Tom! Okay, we need a man.
We need a man.
Tom's the man. So we have fancy champagne, Vive Clee, I think is how you say it. I don't know how, that's not how you, woo! There you go, Tom. We did,
No, you're getting it on me. Oh, we just disconnected. Shoot. Sorry.
Gosh, Tana Peter Pants with the...
Wait, we have a problem. It's that.
Is it not recording anything at all?
No, it's probably still recording.
It's recording the sound on the video.
Sorry.
But don't worry. We save the equipment. We save the computer. Dana just has to podcast with them.
On the off chance you're tuning in on YouTube, I'm not sure if you're just tuning in right now. And if you are, we just tried to pop champagne for our 100th episode and it exploded all over me.
It really went well for a second.
It went really well for a second.
Anyways, what I was saying was that we have fancy champagne for Dana and plastic cups in honor of Kristen because
get me some pants.
That's how we roll. Wait a second. Are you going to take your pants off?
I'm going to do something. I'm soaked.
Maybe don't pour so much in the cup.
Can you go? There's a pair of leggings.
This is the 100th episode and the first episode that Dana podcasts with no pants.
This is going to happen, just so you know.
I believe there was an episode way back when that we talked about when I apparently went to try on dresses with
I'm
no bra.
I'm actually joking. Can you get me a pair of pants?
And no underwear. Do you remember that?
Wait, you what now?
I must have gone somewhere to try on clothes with no bra and underwear. Remember I went to Madewell or something and we ran into you guys there and I had to try on outfits?
There's so many things wrong with this. First of all, the fact that you can...
Cheers, Dana.
Cheers to 100 episodes.
100 episodes.
The fact that you have the ability to go out in public without...
Tom is now helping Dana take off. I feel like I shouldn't be here. This is like a moment.
I gotta wipe off the whole floor.
Literally, nice pink underwear, Dana.
You bought them for me.
Oh, these are the granny panties.
The whole floor is covered in champagne.
Dana's always wanted her OnlyFans page. I mean, I think this might
this
be
it. This is how we're going to get it.
I'm so in the beginning, Dana no thought on. That I sat too close to her. Now she's literally podcasting without pants. This is a pantless podcast. Wiping her legs with... This is pretty funny. Oh, you know, we wondered what we were going to talk about today.
We're finding stuff.
Quite,
oh my gosh, it's on the laptop.
This is quite the topping. Talking. I can't talk today. We're going to take you back to episode 1, which really was a horrible episode.
I went back and listened. The
Our
sound
sounds.
Is atrocious. Like, seriously, so
Tom's,
bad.
Tom's helping dry Dana now. So he's bad. Like, this is the most I've touched her in weeks.
Do what you gotta do.
Maybe Tom shook the champagne
he
before.
He probably did on purpose. I'm literally putting pants on right now.
She's literally putting on pants. So
the first episode was so bad. First of all, can we talk that we were not called Mismatched?
We were Chit Chat.
Chit Chat, and it had the worst song.
How did we ever think that was good? She's showing the little knee now.
I did show
You're really
going
to want to watch this on YouTube, this,
is this a
episode.
Good one to watch, yes. hold on. I got to pull my pants up. Okay. All right. We're good.
Okay. We're all back now.
I have pants on. Everything is good. So it was so bad. It was called Chit Chat.
We found this little song.
The song went Chit Chat, Chit Chat. It was so, so cringy and so bad. And so then I don't know why, but the second episode was so good. Comparatively, it really wasn't good, but compared to the first, we had changed our name. The sound quality was way better. I don't know if we had what song we used yet. I can't remember that, but
something happened. If I remember, something happened with, I think we recorded our episode, but it didn't actually record. So we had to record it off our phone.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
Cause I could not imagine why the sound would have been so bad.
Business owners' life like these are, we are entrepreneurs and we are working moms.
I think it was playing.
I'm Dana and I'm Kristen. She's the chit, the her chat. And together, we're Chit Chat. So
it was awful.
So bad.
It was terrible.
Like, we should be embarrassed.
So then it significantly got better. I really can't talk today. My tongue is tied.
So we went through and we picked like a few episodes that we, like some of our favorites.
I'm curious because we have not talked about this really. We never talk about what we're going to podcast. This time we've actually put effort in to what we're going to talk about individually.
It's probably going to be terrible.
And we said it's probably going to suck.
Like, it's probably not going to be good.
I think we're better when we're just like off the cuff. But first episode, you were doing a diet.
I did an egg fast.
She was eating nothing but eggs.
Yeah.
How long did that last?
You're supposed to do it for 3 to 5 days.
And did you have any benefits? Because I don't remember.
I don't remember having benefits. Ironically, changing my lifestyle seems to have been the better option.
Well, that's a great lead-in because I wanted to go over some. We did the Fab Five series where we used to go through, and which we still bring her back every once in a while. We talk about five things. Usually, it's me asking Dana.
Yeah, because I'm not creative enough to think
a question,
like that.
And then she gives me five responses. So I have five things. Five ways that Dana has changed in the last 100 episodes.
I can't wait to hear.
Now,
this.
I could have come up with a lot more than five, but I tried to keep them consistent. Oh, ouch. I just hit your light. this actually leads into the next one. I'm getting lots of texts about voters and people wanting to poll me. So we'll lead into that next.
Okay.
You should get registered to vote. Okay. So, Dana, you've had a job change in the last 100 episodes. We've had two location changes of our podcasting.
This is true.
You had hair extensions. You do not have hair extensions.
Correct.
And we talked about the hair extensions. Remember when I was going to donate my hair? And I still haven't done it.
Yeah.
I never followed through.
That's right.
You stopped getting your nails done.
Working. That job change is pretty much what solidified that.
And you turned 40.
Yes.
Throughout our podcast, I've called you, and your braces are off.
Yeah.
I've called you middle-aged. All throughout, you're going to get to turn middle-aged. We talk about 40 being middle-aged. I've re-now thought this. 40 is not middle-aged.
Good.
Because that means I'm not middle-aged either. I'm fine with being middle-aged.
I know, but it's not.
But I feel like middle-aged really has to be 45. Because that would
so
get you to 90.
Like 90, yeah.
So I feel like 45 is the new middle age.
That's fair.
So when you turn 45.
So I'm going to say 50 just because it makes me feel better. I'm fully aware that the life expectancy is not anywhere near 100.
When it's you turn 45, will you on the air say I'm middle aged?
I can't make any guarantees.
Oh, come on.
You're predicting that we are still going to be podcasting in 3.5 years.
I mean, I was in this for the long haul.
I don't know.
My salary from this gig is so good. I don't want to give it up.
We're raking it in. We are raking it in.
I do not want to give it up.
This is definitely not a volunteer opportunity.
So something else that was interesting we talked about, which this will take it back for you preschool moms. We talked about the pizza box. Oh. What is the pizza box, Dana?
The pizza box is when one of my kids, actually my two oldest, when they were in preschool, the teacher sent home a pizza box clean that they had decorated, and all of their treasures that they make over the years go into the pizza box. So about 3 years ago, I emptied the pizza box into, we have a like a Rubbermaid bin, and put it up in the attic. And now Joe, like, cause it was full. But it's great and it doesn't take up a ton of room and it sits on a shelf in my closet. And if Joey comes home and he wants to keep something, and even my older kids, like occasionally will have something, but Joey brings home a lot more. And if he gets to make the decision, if he wants it kept, it goes in the pizza box. If he doesn't, we toss it. And he's not a sentimental person. He throws a lot.
He's your child.
Right. I'm not a sentimental person.
So we told the story of how I threw some paperwork away. I mm-hmm. thought sneakingly, and Campbell put something in the trash can and she saw it.
So I have done that before.
You got to hide it, preschool parents. Yeah. You got to hide it. But the more, like, the better thing to do is to take a picture of whatever it is and then make a book.
Someone
of all the pictures
that,
of things.
That's genius.
Because then you don't have to keep all the stuff, because in that, reality, no one wants that. But you have the book and it's fun to back go through.
10 or 15 years, I mean, what am I going to want that for? Like, it's, so I totally agree. That's a great option.
Even like Jack got a soccer certificate. I'm like, he's never going to want the soccer
correct.
Certificate.
Joey,
but if I took a picture of the soccer certificate yes. and put it in the book, he'd yes. like the book better.
Joey won the ACE award at school. And I asked him the other day, do you want this? The certificate? Nah.
Right. And we take a picture.
It. What are we going to do
we'll
with
take
that?
Take a picture first.
Well, that one's a little late now. But
we'll start that. That's my best advice. Did I do that? Absolutely good. Not. But I think I'm going to start.
But
doing
I think
this.
It's a good idea. I think it's a good idea. Like all the like junk, even like, oh my gosh, we have like trophies from when they did soccer at like 5 mm-hmm. years old.
You know what my dad stuff. Does. Hmm. Nobody wants the trophies.
Nobody does.
My dad peels off all the labels of what you won, yeah. and he saved them all for all of us. So he tossed
genius.
The trophies.
Genius.
He has all the fronts. And I wanted mine because I think it's really fun. In fact, little known fact about me, I don't know if you know, I don't actually ever talk about this. It's actually a failure, something that I never accomplished, but it's still a big deal. I was the first runner-up, which is the first loser, to the Ohio Fairs Queen competition. So it was still a huge deal. My parents had the trophy. I call it one of my biggest losses ever. My mom hid the trophy in our house and wondered how long it would take me to find it, because it was like during Christmas time, and it really took me like 2 weeks to find it.
And it was just out?
It was just sitting there.
That's funny.
It was in like tucked in with Christmas decorations. So that trophy, I think I'm actually going to keep.
Yeah, I just...
Because as I was
so
a
much,
loser, it was very meaningful to me.
I get that. I think that every sport should not do trophies, and they should just do...
You don't like, think everybody should get a trophy?
Well, I don't. I'm a big...
Oh, me either. We actually
that.
Agree
yeah,
on
that.
That
is something I definitely don't think. Now, I think as a team, if your team comes in or whatever, that's fine. But yeah. So no, I do not think that everyone should get a trophy at all.
The number one takeaway that I've learned from this podcast was at the top of my list was that Dana does not want to be touched.
But did you really need the podcast to teach you that? I
no,
feel like you knew
but
that.
But I feel like that was the most
COVID
reoccurring.
Was my friend.
That was the most reoccurring thing we talked about, was Dana not wanting to be touched. And oddly enough, in the 100th episode, Dana had to be touched by her husband because of the spilling of the champagne.
Yeah.
You're welcome, Tom.
Yeah. That's
he got a show.
Ironic.
He had to bend over. She bent over in
the
front
irony,
of him to get her pants
the
off.
The irony is not lost. So let's see what else. Oh, I wanted to talk about one of the episodes that we did that really proved why we are mismatched, or like spoke volumes for it. There was a day, it would have been like last, not this past fall, the fall before, I think. And I decided I was going to get my first tattoo. So Kristen came with
tried
me.
Tried 25 ways to talk her out of it.
Didn't work. I still love it. Kristen
nice.
Came with me to get a tattoo. So it was the first experience for both of us. And then later that same day, we drove out to Wayne County.
Yeah. Wooster, Ohio.
Yep. And we judged, what is it called? Lead
Guys
line.
And Gals Lead.
Lead line for the wool competition at the
it's
Wayne
a farm
County
thing.
Fair.
You wear a wool outfit. You so lead a sheep around to show the before and after
we
of the wool.
We went from tattoos to fairs in literally one afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought to myself, or I think we even talked about it, like there is literally no more, there was no day that was more mismatched
than that.
Yeah. So I just thought that was a really good one. And it talked like a lot. It really spoke volumes about who we are.
It did. If I was going to get a tattoo, your guy would give me a tattoo. Like, I would want him to do it.
I would agree.
It was the nicest, cleanest, coolest place.
It was not like a normal tattoo parlor.
No, it's upscale. And I think we talked about this in the podcast too. We did at the time, I think,
yeah.
Really cool place, Chagrin Falls. The guy is really fun. And you want another tattoo.
I have since gotten another tattoo.
Well, wait, you got another, but you want another one.
I don't know if I want another one. I think I would.
I thought you did. I thought there was something you wanted.
No, not necessarily.
With your gram and your mom.
Oh, I did say that. My mom would never do it, though, which makes me crazy. I did find when my grandma passed away, which that was actually one of my favorite episodes also, is you discussing my eulogy.
Oh, at the
my
raciest eulogy I've raciest ever heard eulogy in my life.
Ever, and it was about my grandma had a boat named Orgasm. But
it was a good one.
But after my grandma passed, I got my mom this bracelet that I had found. So my mom saved, speaking of saving things like from a kid, my mom saved all of my first birthday cards.
Aww, and, I love that.
And in it was a card from my grandparents, and my grandma had wrote in it, "We love you so much." And it was so cool. It was in her handwriting. So I like clipped this little tiny thing and I sent it to this company, and they had a bracelet made with that imprinted in it in my grandma's handwriting for my mom. Ironically, my mom, I don't think she liked it, but it's okay.
Like, she didn't?
No.
Heidi.
It was kind of surprising. She didn't like, my brothers and I were so excited to give it to her, and she did not, I feel like she didn't like get it. Like, and she just, you know, like when you get a good gift
for
someone.
So let me say this.
And they don't give you the reaction you that you want. Wanted. Right. Like, you
but let me say this.
So
your mom has a lot going on.
She does.
So she like she lost does. Your mom.
She does. And my
and now she's grieving
sick.
Grandpa yeah, with my Alzheimer's. Not. So there's a lot going on.
Totally.
So later,
totally.
I think
it may
she
later,
will sink
but
in.
If not, I would kind of like it back because I would wear
Heidi,
it.
Heidi, if you're not going to wear it, give it back. Dana
like,
wants
I'll
it.
I'll wear it. But that is what I would have had. That I said that would be my next tattoo would be in my grandma's handwriting, something like
and
that.
And they can
but
do that.
They can.
That's so
which
cool.
Is so cool. I don't know.
Where are you going to get this one at?
I would at my body. You mean?
Yeah.
I don't know. I did say like when Olivia's older, if she ever wanted a tattoo,
you know, she wants a tattoo.
I know she has her whole list of what she wants. But like she's not. We are not. She's not going to get a tattoo anytime soon.
You're not going to let her get a tattoo underage?
No, absolutely not.
That's, like some teenagers
no.
we know.
No way. But if and when she ever decides that she wants to, I would love to get like a matching one with her. Because I always wanted
I'd like a matching
one with
tattoo
mom.
With Campbell too.
Yeah.
I feel like we match right now. We don't have any.
You don't have any. Fair. I wanted one with my mom. My mom won't do it. So Olivia says she will. So we'll go.
Olivia
next
for
generation.
Sure will. She, I told Dana the other day, she went to a lacrosse game because Campbell and Jack are both playing lacrosse. Well, Jack has never played lacrosse either. Sam played lacrosse. I'm sitting by her at the lacrosse game. I'm like, oh my gosh, you are literally your mother.
So,
like, you are the same person.
But I can't tell if it's an insult or a compliment.
It's both.
There you go.
I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, she's like, these people, they're so loud. And she's so loud saying it because that's sure. another word I use to describe you is loud.
My husband says loud and abrasive.
You're like a scotch brush.
Thanks.
I think I've used that analogy in this podcast
I think
too.
You may
just
have.
Scrub and scrub and scrub until there's nothing left.
Yes.
You have to grow a thick skin with Dana sometimes.
You do, and that's okay.
But it was really cute. Like she just says, and like
it.
Her voice, like so many different things, like just reminded me of you.
Yeah.
It was cute. And plus, Livy and I have fun.
There's like dust.
We have so much dust in our Roadcaster.
Anyways, I don't want to touch it. Actually,
don't touch it because it
I
might
just
stop.
Realized I messed up, so let's just go back.
So we've told some pretty lame jokes over the 100 episodes of our podcast too. You told a joke.
So I didn't even remember telling this joke. I need you to.
So
know.
I think your nephew. I think
probably
it was
my
Jacob,
nephew,
right? Jacob, I think
yeah.
Jacob told the joke. So you tell the joke because you say it better than me.
I don't. Okay. So what is a cat's favorite color? You don't know.
Purple. But you talked about how Joe, who has now grown up so much in 100 mm-hmm. episodes, you know, little kids say things differently and like it's the cutest.
I think he was trying to tell the joke to mm-hmm. me. I think that's how this came about. He was trying to tell the joke and he said, it's purple.
He got the accent on the purr wrong. And the pull in the
I
wrong
feel like
spots.
It was one of those you have to be there situations. But
it was
really
very cute.
Cute.
Then I followed up with my favorite bad joke, which is, why was the math book so sad?
Why?
because it had so many problems.
Do you know, that's pathetic, by the way, but do you know that I have the world's worst short-term memory? Because I should remember
You don't remember any of these?
And I don't remember anything, which is quite concerning, to be very honest with you, because, like, I was going through yesterday, like, looking for, reading, like, titles and reading, like, the little recap of each one. Trying to get some ideas,
which
for today.
I was really bad in the beginning writing things about the podcast.
Yes, so it
I've
was
since
harder.
Then got better.
You've really good
to,
at
like,
that.
Entice you to listen.
Yes, but the problem is you don't give enough away, so I can't remember what the heck it's about.
Right, that's the point. I know. They got to listen to get all the good stuff.
I know, but my short term memory really is awful. Like, it's so bad, I can't remember anything.
Do you want to pass the champagne?
You can pour it yourself. This time.
I will. I'll take care of this because mine all ended up all in her crotch.
So mad. This shirt doesn't even look right with leggings. Now I got to change my clothes again. So angry. What else? So, oh, another one that we... This
oh, we've got
actually,
another joke.
Oh, good. Go on.
Why should you never tell a secret in the middle of a cornfield?
Why?
Because there's so many ears.
I got that one.
How can you tell when the farmer was really happy with his crop?
I don't know.
Because he was outstanding in his field. Those are my jokes. That's all I got.
Let's move on. So
we got bad jokes pretty much over the 100 episodes. We have bad
cross
jokes.
Those out. Cross
jokes
those out.
Off the list.
So one thing that we did, and this was actually quite recently, was I did an experiment. Kristen had gone out of town and she learned about, you know, I'm gluten free. And she learned about this flour, and it's like an ancient grain flour. And it's
Kamut.
Supposedly. Now, if you have celiac disease, this will not work for you. At all. I do not have celiac disease. I do have a sensitivity.
It's pretty substantial.
Yeah, I have a sensitivity to gluten. And so, which if you buy the gyro meat from
gyro.
Costco.
She says gyro, I say gyro.
You don't know what you say,
I can't even say. I say both gyro.
If you buy that meat from Costco, be careful. You would think it's gluten-free because it's meat. It is not gluten-free. There are breadcrumbs in there. Just a heads up.
So, but this is a trend that we also talked over the 100 episodes is that Lucky Charms also is something else. Throughout these 100 episodes.
But I've now since learned why I cannot eat Lucky Charms.
Yeah, so we've evolved.
That.
There are lots of food that have given Dana
the need to run to a facility. Kamut flour, we laughed because we were literally doing a test. I was trying it. To see if it makes me poop.
So like, will the cookie make Dana poop?
It did not, just so you know. But later finding out regarding the Lucky Charms and multiple other things that
and
I
all the
eat,
oatmeal that you eat daily.
I eat oatmeal. I eat gluten-free oatmeal. I eat all these things that are say that they're gluten-free. They are made with oat flour. If you are gluten-free, you cannot eat. You can some people, but a lot of people cannot eat oat flour. But they can advertise it as gluten-free. But there's only like 5 logos in the world that are actually gluten-free logos. And if it's not one of those on your food, you shouldn't eat it.
And it's not the GF one?
The GF is one of
them. The GF is the real deal.
But if it just says the words gluten-free, like
this is why we have a food labeling problem in America.
100%.
It's too difficult.
Well, and it's all
to properly label foods.
It's all based on marketing because people are like, oh, gluten is bad for you, so I'm going to do gluten-free. It'll be better for me today. I'm going to buy this one because it's gluten-free. Meanwhile, it's not really gluten-free.
What did you say yesterday? Because it was gluten-free, you ate what? You said you were talking to someone. You ate a ton of Doritos because they're gluten-free.
When I first started going gluten-free, I gained a ton of weight, and it was because I thought I could eat things just because they were gluten-free. Like, I was like, oh, I'm good. Like, I can eat as much of these cookies as I want or as much of these Doritos. Because I was like, Doritos are corn tortilla. I could totally eat those. Doritos are not gluten-free. So, like, although they don't bother me because they are based on with a
but
corn tortilla.
But it's about making good decisions.
But it's about making good decisions. But regardless, it's all in the marketing is basically.
It causes grocery cart confusion.
It does. Like,
nobody knows.
Things are always in a green box a lot because people associate the color green. This is like
with green.
Green with health.
Being good with the environment.
Right.
Good with your health.
So it's healthy. And like this is marketing 101. Like if you put it in a green, they're going to be like, oh, this is the one I should buy because it's green. So it must mean it's healthy or organic, which organic is not always healthy either. Like, let's just remember that. So there's so many things that, like, oh, I could talk about this forever, but it makes me crazy. So anyways, I feel
like this is progress, because before, when we started this podcast, Dana didn't like it when we talked about food and, well, labeling, not organic, no, you would GMOs.
Say, like, the GMO stuff, it would kind of get boring, but
now you understand it more.
No, it's not that I understand. I understood it.
You didn't care?
Thought it was boring and didn't care.
But now it matters to your health.
Now I'm really gluten-free, so don't put gluten-free on something that's not really.
But the Kamut flour really worked for
it
you.
Worked. It did
the
not
food nanny,
me.
Who yeah. I don't think she has a podcast, but she is on Instagram, so look her up.
So that
the
did food not nanny. Bother me. Big fan.
So I was in Salt Lake City with the Farm Bureau, and so I went to her shop, and I can't get her Kamut flour though. She is sold out.
But she makes these cookies, and they were some really, really.
So
good
I'm
cookies.
Waiting on the
which I was bummed
Kamut
then.
Flour to make her sourdough
so
bread.
Kristen got me other cookies that we thought were gluten free. It says gluten free on them, and they are technically gluten free, but they're made with an oat flour. And as soon as I
you're
saw
sensitive
that,
to
yep,
that,
I eat it. I got sick.
Lots of talk of poop.
Yeah, so that was really what our
boobs.
Podcast was based on. Oh, a lot of boobs.
A lot of that. We don't need to get into any more of that.
No.
But
I liked some of our guests. I liked all of our guests.
Yeah, let's mention our guests.
It was fun to have guests on. Like, when I loved when Sam Bryan was on, and she was the person, she's decorganize it, like, and she helps you organize and decorate. And she gave us the idea of the 20-minute tidy, which is like 20 minutes at the end of every night. Like,
I've yet to implement
that. So we've done it a few times. We have. Like, I'm like, I'll come home and be like, you guys, I need you for 20 minutes.
Do you say, hey, kids, it's time for the 20-minute tidy?
That's not what I say. I say, get your butts up, get off the video games. I need you for 20 minutes, and then you can go back to doing what you're doing. And they do every time. They help me. I'm very grateful. But honestly, in 20 minutes, if five people are working together, you can get so much done. So that's been really good. I loved having her. You know who I thought was really one of my favorite things was going on location to the Salty Cave.
The Salty Cave
learning
was
about
fun.
That. Like, I did not have any clue about that place. And now
look
I can't
it up.
Wait to go
the
back.
Salty Cave in Chardon, Ohio. Yeah. Super fun.
That was awesome.
And the Anchors Away was our good friend.
We had Jamie.
Jamie Sullivan.
Yes. She was wonderful. So
she's just fun in general. I think she's like... I know I said this in this podcast, but like, she, first of all, her makeup is always so good. I want her to teach me how to do makeup, but she, you know, is on the news. She looks so good. Her hair is always perfect. And then I get to see her at the fruit farm with her kids. And it's so fun having her boys. And like, she's such a good mom, and she's such a normal person. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. She's just, I really enjoy talking to her.
Yeah, it was, she was really fun. So I loved having guests on. I think
the news industry is not an industry I would want to be part of.
For sure. But yeah, so
but she does her job very well and very, very well received. So I feel like let's talk about what this week, we haven't even talked about this very much. I feel like it's been a busy week that we have these adorable little ducks. Their names are Ricky and Lucy. Ricky and Lucy have won every prize between the county and the state fair. They're very good ducks. We stocked this kid to buy these ducks because he's like the number one duck breeder in America. Mm-hmm. We got these ducks. They won all these awards. His grandma is like the world's best duck hatcher. Whatever you want to call it. That's not the official. Incubator would be the proper name. So we decided we were going to hatch these ducks. 28 days was 2 days ago.
And they still have not.
Oh, no. I haven't even talked to you about this because it's been very devastating. I have pictures on my phone. I'll show you. So there's all this stuff to go with it. Of course, the temperature. Of course, the humidity. These ducks are very hard to hatch. So Bill's like, why in the world are you trying it? Like, send them to the lady who's the best incubator in the world and have her hatch our duck eggs, which they would have done for us. But I feel like it's a learning process for the kids, and it has been extremely informative. So I called her and I'm like, listen, we're at day 27 and I don't see any peeps. That's when they're supposed to be pecking through with their little bills. So she's like, candle them. Their bills should be, you know, in the air sac area. I'm like, I don't see it. She's like, okay, take them outside. These are very hard to hatch. So we had five eggs. Take them outside, start breaking them open and look at what's gone wrong. So we start opening these eggs. Well, one was moving. So I'm like, oh, so we have to get this, a little needle. It's actually a seam ripper. And she said, start cracking away, you know, at the shell to help it hatch maybe. Mm-hmm. So we did put it back in the incubator. The other ones we kind of have been opening and put it in there, and it died. Aww. So I'm like, oh, but she's like that. It's really hard, Kristen. Like, this is hard to do. So then we had one that was actually quacking or like peeping. And so I'm like, maybe this one's going to make it. We have lost all of them. Aww. So we opened them up. It's been a real science experiment, but something has gone wrong at like day 20 for two of them. They stopped developing. And then we think day 24.
Were any of these the days that I was there?
These actually were, but it's not your fault. Oh, geez, like, Louise. There's no reason we would know. She's like, it happens all the time. So we've been cracking open these cute little eggs that have baby ducks inside. Oh. And they've not made it. So we have like 16 more in the incubator to go. But these are fully formed ducks, minus that they have, I thought it looked like a prolapse. Because they're supposed to absorb like the sac at the end when they're like developing back into their body, and they're not developing the sac. So it's been a real science experiment, but really sad because I feel like, yes, like this is such a freaking miracle.
And that's a lot of work to go into it. And then not.
It is a lot of work, mm-hmm, but it's been fun. It's been educational. We're hoping to get one duck. That was our goal, like, yeah, to get one little duck. But man, I'm not a very good duck hatcher so far. That's what my week has been. Oh, and then she's like, by the way, go outside because they could really smell if they're rotten.
Oh, really?
I'm like, oh, that's great. But none of them are rotten. You know, I had to smell them. It was all good. We had these like fully formed little ducks. So it's been interesting.
I see.
So what has been the big thing in your week?
So Tom, last night my husband is Italian.
This is my surprise topic.
Really, really hairy.
Why are you talking so quiet?
Because I just can't believe that this is my life.
Did Tom tell you you could talk about this?
No.
Turn up the volume. This is going to be good.
So for a long time, Olivia and I have been like, you really need to shave your chest. It's really gross. And he works out a lot. Like he is very muscular. He has a very good body. Like,
he walked through the kitchen the other day with his like shirt off and he's all sweaty and he's like, obviously been lifting lots of weight. I'm like, Dana, there goes your husband. Like, she's like, yeah, whatever.
This is gross. So
he did not look gross. Tom is built.
He is built.
He's got a beach body.
All right. So anyways, we were like, you are really, really hairy. Like, and we're going to Florida in a few weeks. I'm like, you should shave your chest for Florida. And he's like, oh my God, I'm not shaving my chest. I'm like, no. Like, we've been asking you forever to do this. I'm like, let's just wax it. He's like, no, I'm not doing it. So finally, Olivia and I convinced
Why
him.
Why last night?
Well, because he went to go pick Liv up from volleyball for me. And I was home all night. And he went to go pick up Liv. And apparently on the way home, he said to her, do you believe what Mom wants me to do?
Oh, and she's you, and so she's like, yes,
all about it. So she also is a big fan of, like, if he has a zit on his back, she like loves.
She
to
should
pop
be a dermatologist.
It. I tell her all the time. But she says other people would gross her out.
That could be true,
right? And so he was like telling her, and she was like, "Dad, I'll do it. I'll help you with it." So then he's like, "No." So he gets home, and she's like, Mom, we're going to, you know, Dad's going to do it tonight. So I'm like, all right, whatever. So he tells me he's going to go do it in the shower. And because I had just cleaned the bathrooms yesterday. So I was like, if you get freaking hair everywhere, I'm going to be real pissed off, really angry. Sorry. So that's the second time I've sworn on this podcast. So I said,
do you feel like it's getting dark in here?
Yes, because the sun,
I think we're
so
going to get a storm.
It's supposed to rain today. Yeah.
It's getting dark. This is the dark part of our podcast.
I know. We maybe should turn the light on, but I can't reach it right now.
I can get it. You tell the story.
So anyways, basically he gets in the shower last night. He starts shaving with his regular, you know, Bic razor, whatever Gillette, Bic. Not Gillette, you know,
come on, he's got to have a better,
he does.
Razor.
He has whatever it is, the Mach. Whatever, Gillette, you know, that's what he uses to shave his face. So he's in the shower, he starts shaving his chest with that.
Let's be clear, that is not a Bic razor. The Mach 5 is way better.
You know what I'm saying, whatever.
I use Bill's razor in the shower.
Sometimes I use Tom's, but I bought
myself. He doesn't like it, but I do it.
Tom. So I bought myself the Venus ones. So that's what, because that's what Liv uses. And I started using them, but they are not as good as a men's razor.
Men's razors are better.
Men's razors are better. So anyways, so he proceeds to start shaving and I get a text. I'm downstairs. I get
wait in the shower
that says, "Can you please come here?" So
this sounds like a proposition to me. If I ever heard
sometimes that's how we proposition. So I was like,
"You ignored it."
What does he want? No, I was like, "What does he want?" So I go upstairs, and I'm like, "What do you need?" He's like, "It's like getting the razor is getting tangled in my chest hair, like literally." I'm like, this proves.
I never noticed that Tom had a yucky, hairy chest.
He literally was pulling because it was like so
long. What was wrong with his chest before?
It was just really hairy. Like really hairy.
But you don't touch him, so why do you care?
I have to look at that. It's gross. So he says to me, we have like a hair clippers, you know? And so he's like, get the
I said they could borrow, you could borrow my livestock shears.
We have regular ones.
The next time.
When during COVID, we cut everybody's hair.
Oh, yeah, you do.
And so he was like, get the clippers out. So I get the clippers out and it's on a long cord, right? So I plug it in. And
wait, he's in the shower doing this? That is not even safe. You're trying to electrocute him.
Hindsight is actually 2020 because I wasn't even. What?
Oh, Tom turned the water.
He said he turned the water.
Thank heavens.
Off.
Oh my gosh.
I left. I walked right out of the bathroom. I'm like, I want nothing to do with this. So he did. He literally shaved his chest in the shower then last night. And then, so he's all mad now, basically. Long story short, he's all angry because he thinks it looks awful. Liv and I think it looks a million times better than it did. But now the problem is he is getting older in his age and he is sprouting random shoulder hairs like all over the place, like all along like his lower or upper back.
But this is
back.
What happens when you're almost middle-aged.
But he's not.
But he is if you're 45. He's on his way.
Target when we're done and I'm going to buy a waxer.
I can bring over my wax machine and
I feel like we just need one.
Actually, you could like pour hot wax on him.
That's no. Oh God, no. What do you do at your house?
You could. Some people like it. This could be a thing for
We're
you.
Not those people.
He's a shaven chest.
So he's gonna have a smooth back. And he said that he did it now. So
are you gonna touch him? Is what I want to know. Now that the hair is gone,
probably not. But I'm just saying that he. Said he wants to do it now because this way, if it looks awful, he's going to let it grow back, he said, for Florida. And I was like, then it's going to look even worse. Like, you've made the commitment at this point. You have to roll with it.
What do you not like with it? Like, being shaven?
You
like it shaved. What does he not like about it?
I don't know. I mean, I don't care really either way.
Tom, are you available? Okay, come. Well, I think you should show his chest on the podcast because we want to see this. But he's probably not going to do it.
It looks ridiculous.
Why does it look ridiculous?
So
because you can see you feel like you can see the hair follicle or you just need to work on your tan.
You can see the hair follicle. He does need to work on his tan for sure.
So we have this friend and she actually professionally waxes. Maybe you should go see her.
You want Kelly to wax you? No, I can do it. I'm just going to do it.
But lots of people wax lots of things. Did it hurt, Tom?
Shaving?
No. Yeah. So what are you afraid about the waxing part? Well, I mean, it hurts to a point. It's fine.
I almost said 20 seconds.
It happens and it's gone. Like, you forget about it.
It's like, it's nothing.
Don't you have another waxing lady, like named Tatiana or something?
Oh, yeah. She's like my lady.
Where does Tatiana work? Russia?
She now works with Sarah.
Tatiana's at Sarah, my nail salon?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I don't get like bikini waxes.
Well, you should. You should meet
Tatiana. I am not going to get a bikini wax.
She's wonderful.
So you're going to go to Sarah's shop to get Tatiana waxed?
If next time I go, I do it before vacations usually.
How long does this wax last?
Like 2 to 3 weeks. So it's so nice because then
that's it?
Yeah, but like when you're on vacation.
Don't you have to let it grow out?
A little bit, but not really bad. Honestly, this time of year, it's really not something I need to worry about the length of time. It's harder in the summer when you're like wearing
Thank heaven she was
suit.
Wearing the hot pink underwear today.
Yes. But no, like when I go on vacation, I don't want to worry about that. Like when you're like at the beach in a bathing suit. So
for 2 to 3 weeks, you don't have to shave?
Nothing.
And it looks like you shaved.
Mm-hmm. But you have no razor burn, no nothing. Like I get razor burn too.
Hmm. Oh, Tom is showing us. Let's see it, Tom.
He's trying.
His ripped body. He's been. What have you been doing? You've been.
Tom's notorious for being like, oh no, I'm not that big. Oh no, my chest isn't like jacked up. Yeah, it is.
You've been bulking.
He fishes for compliments.
Tom does not fish for compliments.
You said the most golfing when I said I'm not that good.
Yeah, he's like, I'm not that good of a golfer.
Listen, my husband says he's not good at golf. And Bill actually is good at golf.
Is really good.
This is what irritates me.
But
he drives me nuts.
He's not
good at
golf. Tom is really good at golf.
Average at best.
Anyways, Tom has been bulking, but his brother-in-law, Dana's brother,
my brother told him recently, he looks
fat. Recently told him that you need to what?
Go on a cut.
He needs to cut.
But he really doesn't. He is like very, very, this is kind of,
I tried to get Tom to walk on like so the podcast shirtless so our views would go up, but he didn't want to. He was embarrassed.
He used to be a marathon runner, and this is probably the leanest he's been since marathon.
Cardio
days.
Does not make you super lean. When I ran my marathon, correct. I was probably the heaviest I ever was, and I didn't eat bad at all. It's just different. So you need the weightlifting, the cardio. Listen to me talk like I know what I'm doing because I work out all the time.
Yesterday I was...
My workout's walking to work. My workout's going to the barn.
I went for a walk yesterday, and before I went for a walk, Tom made me do kettlebells. And
oh, look at
so
you. But Dana looks good. We haven't even talked about that. Dana has lost weight.
Just
and I've heard multiple people say it to you. What are you doing? She's not eating a whole bag of Doritos because they're gluten-free.
I don't
need
a whole bag of Doritos. So I... No, I just watch what I eat more, and I don't snack.
Listen, I was just saying I need the shot for like that shot Ozempic, like Oprah, so I can just lose 15 pounds. That would work for me.
Whatever works, whatever makes you happy.
Anyways, if you are listening, we did not want to talk about doing a long podcast because we didn't know if we could make it.
We were afraid we wouldn't have enough to talk about.
We've got lots. So I do want to run through. We won't keep you too much longer because we're over double our normal time. But hot topics this week. The world can't stop talking about Princess Kate.
Yes, she was spotted.
She was spotted. She hasn't made an appearance since Christmas Day. I'm like, listen, the lady probably had a hysterectomy. Leave her alone.
She had something. Or they said it was some kind of stomach surgery.
Abdominal.
Like, so, I mean, that could have been like gastro stuff like that is, and that is not a fun recovery. I have been through it myself. Like, if that's the case, let her stay out of the spotlight.
Yeah, leave her alone.
Let her alone.
But can you, like, she cannot go out in public in her, like, I mean, can you imagine if I was Princess Kate? I would have been, like, deroyalized. I would have gone to the barn and done my chores and, like, went to the grocery store and, like, they would have fired me.
But there would have been someone to do your chores and someone to go to the grocery store for you.
But do you think that Princess Kate is really like that? I mean, I know they have all the people.
Not
but,
necessarily.
Like, you need
but,
to have a normal life. But, I feel like so she's pretty
this
normal.
Is true, but I promise you, she's not doing her own grocery shopping.
Maybe
she's
not doing her own cooking.
She doesn't cook.
She might cook. Like to cook. She what if might. She makes sourdough bread every week?
Okay.
She probably does.
This is done.
She has to have an outlet.
Today's episode ran its course.
Anyways, and then the other big news is Rihanna and her private billionaire concert. Have you heard about this?
I have not heard about
what?
This. What? No.
I'm not even into this stuff. Like, if I could pick a person, if I was a billionaire, to like perform, can you guess who that person would be?
Dolly Parton.
Absolutely. And I can guarantee you that they're estimating that Rihanna's private performance for the pre-wedding of this Indian billionaire.
Oh, okay. I did hear about this. Yes.
Costs
yes.
between $5 to $9 million.
That's insane. That is insane.
If I had $5 to $9 million, I would own a heck of a lot more sheep and a lot more ground.
That is like, I can't even imagine that type of money though. You know what I'm
if
saying?
If I had it, I certainly wouldn't spend it on a Rihanna concert. And I guarantee you that my Dolly Parton wouldn't charge me $5 to $9 million to yeah. perform.
Yeah, for sure.
She would probably say, I'm going to charge you $3 million and I'm going to donate it to charity is what she would say.
Which would be wonderful.
I mean, I still wouldn't spend it, but anyways. And then big news that Jason Kelce retired.
I know. I'm actually like, that like kind of makes me sad, but like kind of makes me so excited for him.
He's your
well.
Cleveland boy.
He is. It's a good Cleveland connection.
I think it's great because he's like 35 or 36 years old. And like I heard his wife say she wanted him to retire while he still could like be able to do stuff with their family. But interestingly enough, she, nothing against any of these people because I do not know them. I'm judging them literally by the 5.5 seconds I've seen them.
Sure.
I feel like she rubs me the wrong way.
Why?
How she talked about him, because she wanted him to retire. And
would
she's
you
like,
want yours
I,
to retire, though? Like, if you if you were in that type of
listen,
industry?
If my husband was doing what he loved to do,
but he
that
was
would
doing
be fine.
A job that he could get so hurt in.
So he could get so hurt. I feel like this is
and
all.
And you've got two little kids at home.
Right. Very little kids.
Very little kids.
Polish your message. I feel like I would have been more
with.
Supportive. That. I may be like, honey, when you're at home, like, I want you to retire. I want you to retire so we can still have a life together. I don't think I would say it to the media how she
right,
said it.
Right, right, right.
And I'm being, like, I'm not judging. I just feel like this is not how you spin the story. And sure. I think I would have spun it a different way. Sure. But he was really sad to retire. She cannot pick up Joe, yeah, Sam from school, so we have to go get him, which
get
I can
him.
Do. It's fine. We're messaging our kids because clearly we've gone over the podcast time. And I don't know. This is Ohio 4-H week. I have to mention that. Governor DeWine, the governor of Ohio, it's actually National 4-H week, but it's Ohio 4-H week officially. So Ohio is the 4-H started in Ohio, excuse me, in Clark County back in the early 1900s. And Ohio, like 4-H is the Ohio's largest youth organization, which is pretty exciting.
Okay, wait, we have to talk about one more thing that I totally forgot about.
What?
Maple Stirrers.
Oh, Maple Stirrers. We're in the heart. We're normally in the thick of maple syrup season, but we're kind of like at the end of it at this point.
Because of this crazy weather.
We have been able to harvest a lot of maple syrup. But when I moved to Northeast Ohio, I had no clue what a maple stir was.
So I didn't know up until a couple years ago. What
Geauga County, where we live, is the county that produces the most maple syrup in Ohio. So this region we're in, Vermont, Canada, Canada's the largest maple syrup mm-hmm. producer, but Vermont would be really big. But Ohio, Geauga County actually, is a big producer.
Up. Like we, mm-hmm. we have a lot of maple syrup producing here. And so this week at the farm, we did maple stirs and mm-hmm. Kristen posted on Facebook like, oh, we're going to do maple stirs this weekend. And, you know, it was so exciting. But then I realized, you know what? A lot of people don't
even really
know.
Which really is shocking. I will even say to Bill, Bill was surprised that about 50% of the people came had
everyone,
never heard of it.
Not everyone. Yeah, I would say half the people were like, no, what's a maple stir? And it was such a cool opportunity to get to learn about how maple syrup and sap works. And then
if you want a road trip every Sunday in March, come to Chardon Square mm-hmm. In Geauga County and they do maple stirs. So maple stir is a maple syrup cooked. So it's actually sap turned into the syrup, cooked up to 235 degrees. Depending on the temperature outside, it could go to 236. Then you cool it down to 175. You stir, stir, stir until it turns into this like creamy white.
Like 10 minutes. Like you
almost
can't
like
stop
a paste,
stirring.
But it's still like still soft.
I used the term paste to make it mm-hmm. like for people to understand it better. But
delicious. Pure maple
yeah.
syrup.
Yeah, so super fun.
Happy maple syruping. And in Northeast Ohio, we do these pancake breakfasts every weekend places. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of another fun tradition here. So
yeah, every Sunday there's one. The Kiwanis has one for
mm-hmm. Our kids are all volunteering. Parker ruined a pair of sweatpants. Nice. Cleaning. He's like, Mom, those griddles are gross.
I would imagine
the football team cleaned the griddles. He's like, I'm so glad I cleaned them because now I'll eat pancakes off
them. Softball
team
is volunteering this Sunday, so...
Campbell's on the 17th of March if you want to stop in.
Live is this weekend. So, all right.
And happy fifth birthday to Fulton. Oh, Fulton turns five this week, Sunday. He turns five. So happy birthday. Happy 100th episode of the Mismatch Podcast.
So exciting. Whoop, whoop. Have a great week. We're so excited that you're with us.
Until next time, we're mismatched.